You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the Dan Grosser Show on 98.7 ESPN.
Happy Thursday, everybody. 18th day of April 2024. It is indeed the Dan Grosser Show live in a living color. You know where you're at. 98.7 ESPN. It is a full, uninterrupted vehicle as we inch closer and closer to the start of the NBA / NHL postseason, which a lot of it you're going to hear right here on these great airwaves. Harvey, Cruz, Joe Leo, my buddies, my pals, they are producing the program tonight. The Dream Team is back together. We're taking it right up until 9 o'clock, a full uninterrupted vehicle. Gordon and Larry are going to come your way then. So a lot of things in store. We'll give you a fresh Grasa Us coming up at 8 o'clock, as per usual. And you can always get me on the old Twitter, at Dan Grasa, G-R-A-C-A. Now, real quick, programming reminder. Tomorrow morning, it's going to be a quick turnaround for me. It should be a quick turnaround for you. I'll be with Dave, my buddy Dave, and hanging out with the DNR guys in the morning at 6 a.m. bright and early. So that is where you could catch me manana. So no program tomorrow night because we have the NBA play-in games, the 8-seed games that you're going to hear right here on the channel. But I'll be with you bright and early in the morning. And as my pals told me, apparently they were trying to bite off some of my content that I introduced to that program. So there is going to have to be a big explanation that is going to have to come from those guys. And it has to do with a little thing called the West Coast Open, which apparently was used earlier today. Not that I was made aware of it, but I thought that was my thing. That was my creation. And yet they're going to go ahead and do a West Coast Open if I'm not there. Well, let's see what the explanation is coming up tomorrow. Plenty of good stuff, though, to get to. We'll have the baseball situation later, even though the Mets and the Yankees don't play today, but both coming off of wins, and Yanks come home, Mets out to the West Coast. We'll get into all the hockey stuff for the weekend with the Rangers now opening up on Sunday, as we know. The Islanders opening up on Saturday in Carolina. And by the way, if anybody from the National Hockey League is listening to this fine program right now, Gary Bettman or one of his henchmen, can you please get around to make, you know, order in some takeout, little DoorDash or something, maybe over to the office tonight? You think you could sit for a few more hours and cram out the first round schedule for the Eastern Conference? Every matchup is already known. We know who's playing who. Is it that hard to map out dates? Okay, you know the teams, you know the opponents, you know the venues. Worry about the TVs and the times later once you get all your Western Conference stuff straightened out tonight. But as far as the East is concerned, is it too much to ask to get the first round schedule out in its entirety? That is all I'm asking. If you could do it preferably, maybe before the show is over tonight, that would be outstanding. So that is my little wish for the National Hockey League. We hope that it happens. We'll get into all the football stuff too later on, because Joe Shane, general manager of your New York Football Giants, held his pre-draft press conference earlier today out at East Rutherford. Had some interesting things to say, so we'll dive into and possibly dissect the interpretation of what the Giants general manager had to say. Joe Douglas is going to talk tomorrow morning, I believe it's 10 o'clock, for his pre-draft presser out at Florham Park. So you'll get the Jets side of things tomorrow morning. Not like these guys actually tell you anything anyway. They're not telling you who they're going to pick, which way they're going to pick, what they're leaning towards. But, you know, like I said, you might get some interesting little tidbits here and there if you listen closely enough. So that's all the football stuff. We'll begin with the basketball, right? Because we are inching closer and closer to Saturday, 6 p.m., well, 5:30 if you really want to be a stickler, right here on 98.7 ESPN, which is where you can begin to hear coverage of the New York Knickerbockers and the Philadelphia 76ers. Round one, best of seven Eastern Conference quarterfinals here in the NBA. We have the opponent. And when we were last with you a couple of days ago on Tuesday, look, we knew it was either going to be Philadelphia or Miami. And we even ran a poll question on social media. We spent a lot of time discussing it on the show. Who was the better opponent for the Knicks to play? Like, if you had your druthers, even though beggars can't be choosers, who is the team that you would want to play as a Knicks fan in the first round? Would you want it to be the Sixers? Would you want it to be the Heat? Right? Pros and cons with both. Well, I said that I would want to take my chances with Miami, despite the fact that this team always seems to find a way to navigate deep into the playoffs. Even when everybody tries to count them out, even when they have a regular season which looks like they're going through the motions and they're kind of just mailing it in, they always seem to flick that switch and kick it into another gear in the playoffs. I will roll the dice. I don't care that the Heat knocked the Knicks out last year. I didn't care that the Heat beat the Knicks a couple of weeks ago and threw a bunch at Jalen Brunson, which made life difficult for him. I would have taken my chances. Why? For the same reason that we saw unfold last night in Philadelphia. And now in hindsight, to make it even more of a juicier matchup, if there was only a way that Miami did not blow a 13-point lead in that game last night in Philly and would have hung on to be the first-round opponent, now that Jimmy Butler's not going to be playing, probably for at least the duration of the first-round series, that's if Miami is even able to beat Chicago tomorrow and get that 8 seed. But the Heat would have been the better of the two options. But nevertheless, it's Philadelphia. Right? It's the I-95 showdown, the Turnpike Series. Knicks, Sixers, New York, Philadelphia. Bring it on. Right? Bring it on. And I made that clear the other night. It doesn't matter who wins this game. If you've watched this Knicks team all season long, 82 games, all the challenges, all the obstacles, all the injuries, what this team, led by this coach, has been able to overcome has really been inspiring. And it's something now going into this second season, which if you're a fan and you've stuck with this team all year long, you should feel confident regardless of who they're playing. So be it. It's the Philadelphia 76ers. Good for them last night. They came back, sizable deficit, won the game. I mean, that first half, it looked like the Sixers were going to throw up one of the all-time stinker jobs on their home floor that you're ever going to see in the postseason. I mean, I didn't know if they would find a way to hit 80 points. In this day and age in the NBA, 80 points. You know, that second game last night between Chicago and Atlanta, wasn't the halftime score like 73-67? That's like the final of a college basketball game. They had no problem putting the ball in the hoop, but Philadelphia couldn't figure it out last night until they did. And the great thing about these type of games, especially with the play-in, when it's essentially just a one-game format, right? It's not a series. You have some guys that maybe you don't necessarily expect to come in there and help you win games, that they're one of the X factors, and that was Nick Batum last night. Like, who saw Nick Batum coming off the bench, draining those three-pointers as if he was God's gift to instant offense, right? I mean, we haven't seen that type of basketball from Nick Batum in a hell of a long time. You know what I'm saying? In a long, long time. But you know what? He did it when it mattered most for his basketball team. And I know this team has won 9 in a row. They're going to be confident. They're going to roll into Madison Square Garden on Saturday saying to themselves, we don't fear the Knicks. Hell, Paul Reed even told you that so much on a podcast this morning. We don't fear the Knicks. It's the team we wanted. We didn't want to play the Celtics. We'd rather take our chances with the Knicks. You know why? Because the Celtics are better. That's what Paul Reed had to say. I know a lot of you, when you heard that, you're like, okay, who the hell's Paul Reed? Paul Reed's a backup big for the Philadelphia 76ers. You Google Paul Reed. Who's he? But if you watch Joel Embiid last night, in that game. Okay, and I know Embiid had his moments. Don't get me wrong. And he is a mismatch nightmare because of the unique things that he brings to a basketball court, especially for somebody of his size. He does things that guys, you know, 7'2", are not supposed to do. But that's when he's standing upright. And we know that he missed 2 months. And we know that that knee is clearly not 100%. Now, he could be out there, and you might think that he's just kind of hamming it up. Little gamesmanship, maybe making the other team think that, this guy's wounded. You know what they say about the wounded animal? That's when they're the most dangerous. Is that the impression that Embiid is trying to give off here? Making the opponent think that he ain't all that until he goes out there and he steps out and he drains a three in your face, which we know that he's more than capable of doing. But that is the key in this series. Nothing more, nothing less. A, is Embiid going to be able to answer the call for each and every one of these games? And two, how effective is he going to be, right? And can Philadelphia realistically expect to come out of this first round if you have a compromised reigning MVP? Tyrese Maxey is phenomenal. He's a great player. You know, Nick Batum, what he gave you last night off the bench, I don't think that he's going to be coming off the bench and draining six threes in each and every one of these playoff games. It's not happening. Okay, Kyle Lowry last year, he made some big buckets against the Knicks when he was wearing a Miami uniform in the playoffs. He's a pain in the neck. He's a veteran, but he's a little long in the tooth. Embiid is the guy you have to concern yourself with. Because if you're the Knicks right now, when you're talking about, well, how do you match up with him? It's called 6 fouls from Isaiah Hartenstein, 6 fouls for Mitchell Robinson. You want to even throw Precious Achiuwa's name in there? He's got 6 fouls. Right? That's the beauty of the NBA rule book. If you're on the stat sheet, you're in the box score, you got 6 fouls, and that's what the Knicks are going to have to exhaust to try to slow this guy down. It is as simple as that. You know, I made the point the other night that when you look at the Knicks, OG Anunoby is clearly their best defensive player, right? He's the guy that more often than not, you're going to put on the other team's best player. You can't put OG Anunoby on Joel Embiid. You can't. He's given up almost a half a foot. So you take that out of the mix, and that's why they're going to have to pitch together, and Coach Tibbs and his staff is going to have to come up with a game plan to slow this guy down. And look, when Embiid has been in the lineup this year, Philadelphia is a really, really good basketball team, right? With last night's win, they're 32-8. That's pretty good. I know the Knicks are good when OG Anunoby plays, but Philly with Embiid, 32-8. The only question is, and we have no idea unless we have a crystal ball, is what kind of Joel Embiid are you getting? But if you're a Knicks fan right now, with everything that you've overcome all season long, and last night you were sitting there on the couch, maybe at the bar, hanging out with your buddies, whatever you were doing, and you had your feet up, and you were just enjoying a basketball game, knowing that that team has to come to you. You're sitting around waiting for them. It's a unique position to be in if you're the New York Knicks because you're not used to it. But this is one of those years where you can afford yourself that opportunity. So now it's Philly. And now it's New York. And it's Saturday. And it's Madison Square Garden. I just hope that the roof stays on the building. Because I'm not 100% sure. That place is going to be absolute bonkers for that game one. And boy, if the Knicks could get off to a fast start and try to take Philly out of that game, that would be outstanding. But this is what you played for, right? How many shows, how many conversations did you and I have over the last few weeks, coming down the home stretch, talking about potential playoff seeding? It's better to be 5s, it's better to be 3s, it's better to be 4s, better to be 2. Well, you know what? You're the 2 seed, and this is what it got you. I know the team and the players and Tibbs, they're not going to look ahead, but you know what? You and I could do that because we afford ourselves the opportunity to do so. Let's say you get by Philadelphia, right? You get by Philadelphia. Then you're taking on the winner of Milwaukee and Indiana. You could beat both of those teams, right? Who knows what type of shape Milwaukee's getting? I don't even know. Can we be frank with one another, guys? I don't even know if Milwaukee's getting out of the first round. Giannis or no Giannis. Indiana could pull that upset. But you don't think the Knicks could play with the Indiana Pacers if that's the team that's waiting for them in round number 2? They could play with the Milwaukee Bucks. So this whole talk, this whole mission all season long, delay the inevitable, the Boston Celtics, as long as possible. Well, now you've given yourself the opportunity to do that by being the 2 seed. That if you are going to cross paths with that team up north, you don't have to see them until the conference finals. One step from the NBA finals. I know we're getting ahead of ourselves a little bit, right? But we can afford to. That's what this is all about. Can have some fun. But Sixers aren't going to be easy. Because when he's right, that guy's as good as any player in the NBA. 7'2", nightmare of a matchup. But are we really convinced that he is indeed going to be that guy over the course of potentially 7 games in the next 2 weeks? 800-919-3776. That is the telephone number. Knicks Sixers, your thoughts. Want to hear them. And also when we come back, I have a question. You don't even have to be a Knicks fan. You don't have to be a 76ers fan. But just, you know what, be a basketball fan. That's the question I have for you.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
This is the Dan Grosse Show on 98.7 ESPN.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
All right, here is the question that I have for the NBA basketball fan out there. Do the Knicks have the best player in this series? That is the question I have. Okay? It's not like a, you know, yes, no, maybe. So yes or no. You know, don't think too hard about it. Do the Knicks, when Saturday rolls around, will they have the best player on their roster that is going to be featured in this series? I understand that Joel Embiid is the reigning most valuable player in the NBA, but he's not anywhere near 100%, as we said. Meantime, you got Jalen Brunson, who very much has looked the part of an MVP all season long. Fourth inning scorer in the NBA, taking his team on his shoulders, playing shorthanded, missing a fellow All-Star for the majority of the season, and has exceeded probably all expectations, maybe outside of his own, about what he was going to be able to do for this basketball team and for this city upon signing a contract a couple of summers ago. So that being said, do the Knicks have the best player in this series? I don't know, still, if I could say that Joel Embiid, anybody other than Joel Embiid, is the best player in the series. And you all know that I think the world of Jalen Brunson. Okay, I'm the guy sitting here telling you he should finish in the top three, maybe even the top two of the MVP.
if you actually sit there and examine what a most valuable player is and comb through the syllables and the letters and what it actually means to be most valuable to your team as a player, he is every bit that in the NBA. But the guy on the other team, he's got the trophy already. Like, the trophy's at his house until somebody comes and takes it away. And I know that he's not 100%. I get all those things. But you're going to have to earn it. You're going to have to take it. And that's what makes this team and this opponent scary. And it's really the same reason why I said a couple of days ago that I would much rather prefer to play the Miami Heat instead of the Philadelphia 76ers. I don't care what Jimmy Butler might do this time of year. I don't care Tyler Hero and his antics and Bam Adebayo and all that stuff and how great a coach Spoelstra is. I don't want any part of that giant who could do things that most people his size can't do. It is as simple as that. And I hope it doesn't come back to bite you. Now, do I have full confidence that the Knicks, led by Jalen Brunson, could go out there and should go out there and win this series? Absolutely. I think the Knicks will win this series. But you're still talking about the guy who is the most valuable player in the league. And you're going to have to take that from him. And they're not going to go away quietly. And let's face it, you know, before we also sit there and pile on the fact that, you know, Embiid has never been past the second round in his NBA career. And, you know, he doesn't necessarily measure up to the guy that we see during the regular season and the playoffs and all that stuff. The one thing that Philadelphia has done without question is they've upgraded the bench. Nick Nurse is an upgrade over Doc Rivers. Not even close. I mean, not even close. So they've got that going for them. But you know what? The Knicks don't have a bad guy in their own right in Tibbs, who, just like we said with Jalen and all the things that he has had to shoulder this year, think about what Tibbs has done. Now taking this team to the playoffs for the third time since he's been the head coach. Not many guys have done that in Knicks history. Tibbs is only the fifth coach in the history of this franchise, the history of the franchise, to take the team to the playoffs at least three times. And nobody's done it since Jeff Van Gundy, way back when. Seems like eons ago. Eons. Like we were still watching black and white TV. That's how long ago it seems. 800-919-3776. Let us go to the phones. Let us start it off with our good buddy, Carl in Queens, who was first up here on 98.7 ESPN. Hello, Carl. How are you? Carl,
too quick.
Carl, I heard about one-eighth of what just came out of your mouth. We got to get that cell phone straightened out, the line, the signal. Did he say, Harvey, did he say what type of plan he has there with the cell phone? Do we have any idea what Carl's using there?
Get back. See you later.
No, I didn't even hear that part. I didn't even hear see you later. That's not fair. You're giving him too much credit. What a horrible signal that was. And Carl's one of the best callers. I mean, come on. He's got to do a better job than that. That is awful. And by the way, I don't know what you guys think of the play-in tournament and stuff like that. I could kind of take it or leave it when it comes to the NBA. But my gosh, you talk about the jinx, the curse of the play-in tournament. Look at how many guys over the last two nights are dropping like flies. I mean, I don't know if it should come as some great surprise that Zion got hurt. I mean, if the day of the week ends in a Y, Zion's probably going to get hurt at some point. He couldn't even make it through the play-in game that his team needed him. And when they're going to need him tomorrow, he ain't going to be there to answer the call for you. So Zion's down for the count for New Orleans. We know about Jimmy Butler. I'm shocked that Jimmy played as much as he did in that game, given the fact he's got an MCL injury, which knocks him out of the game tomorrow night against the Chicago Bulls. And Alex Caruso got hurt. You know, his own teammate. It was like friendly fire. Andre Drummond stepped on his foot, and then his ankle swelled up or whatever. But I guess they think that there's a shot that Caruso's going to be able to play tomorrow. A little game-time decision situation. But my goodness. You know, in a league that prides itself on load management and, you know, guys taking off large chunks of the season, these are supposed to be like showcase games, and you got three important players who possibly may not even go on for their teams in this postseason. Unbelievable. All right, let's go back to the phones, try these lines again, 800-919-3776. Dave in Brooklyn, up next here on 98.7. David, good evening. How are you?
Hey, good. Thanks for taking my call.
To answer your question initially about who's the best player on the court, I think it's Embiid, but obviously he's not 100% right now. And the way Brunson's playing, like an MVP. So, you know, it's a tough call who's the best player on the court. But right now, health-wise, I think it's got to go to Brunson. But even when he's not healthy, Embiid can dominate. But what do you make of what the Sixers do? Because it seems like every year, come playoff time, or even before that, Embiid's not giving you, you know, a lot of games during the regular season, and then by the playoffs, he's injured. And as a franchise, can they just continue hoping this guy's healthy? Because he never is. Wondering what you think about that.
Well, think about all the changes that they've had to undergo, David, and thanks for the phone call. That's good stuff. Remember, they built this team, well, once upon a time, remember, they had this crazy idea that they were going to create their own little big three of Ben Simmons, of Joel Embiid, and Jimmy Butler, right? And they decided to move on from Jimmy Butler. They paid Tobias Harris instead, who's a good player. You know, he's not a star by any stretch, but Tobias Harris is a good player. Simmons, then they had to shuttle out of town. Didn't work out. They tried to then bring in Harden, thinking that Harden would solve things, and we knew how that blew up in their face. So what did they? What were they left to do? They weren't going to part ways with the superstar MVP player in Embiid, so they made Doc Rivers walk the plank, which I think was the right move because I think that it had all run its course. But Nick Nurse is an upgrade, as I said. Okay, this is a guy who's got a championship ring on his finger. He led the Toronto Raptors to an NBA championship. And I know that Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson were nicked up in that series, and maybe there would have been a different outcome if Klay didn't get hurt in that series. But still, Nick Nurse, who, you know what Nick Nurse had to do that year with the Raptors? He was essentially a college basketball coach who had a bunch of one-and-dones on his team, that he knew he had one shot to make it all work, to bring the team together, to make them develop cohesion, and hopefully bring a championship out of it, because afterwards, everybody was going to leave to go to the NBA, except they were already in the NBA. Because remember, Kawhi Leonard was there for one season, and you didn't know if he was going to resign, and he didn't. But he delivered them the championship, and so that was a tough job that Nick Nurse did. And so, you know, him with this group now, this time of year, he outfoxed Spoelstra a little bit last night. And Spoelstra's as good a coach as there is in the NBA, so don't sleep on Nurse. You might be talking about, in all seriousness, the three best coaches in the NBA right now could be, or three of the best coaches in the NBA on the Eastern Conference side of things, with Tibbs, Nurse, and Spoelstra. And please, 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 if you are the Chicago Bulls, and I feel like I've watched more Chicago Bulls games over the last 2 weeks than somebody in Chicago has because of all the times that the Knicks have played them. And then last night, if you're the Bulls from America, I beg you, I implore you, and I think I speak on behalf of the continental United States. Let Alaska and Hawaii do whatever the hell they want to do. But please, put the heat away for the summer. End it. Step on their throat. In the words of Mortal Kombat, finish him. Finish them. No Jimmy Butler. Don't give them a chance. Like, don't let them breathe. Don't allow us to have to watch this team for 2 weeks to where then they're going to go out there and Spoelstra will come up with some crazy stuff where he's going to try to take the air out of the basketball and play a game in, like, the 80s and somehow stun the Celtics or make them sweat. And then it's going to give Jimmy Butler time to mend that knee. And then he's going to ride in on a white horse in the second round of the playoffs to screw somebody. Don't allow that to happen. Please, Bulls. Beat the Heat tomorrow. End it. Enough. Signed America, by the way.